You Couldn't Make It Up, English News, on December the 18th. The big news of the day has to be the $15 billion Russia is willing to pay to buy the friendship of former subjugate state Ukraine. The present is wrapped in cheap gas prices, as if the Ukrainian leaders were not tempted enough. Ukrainian people, who've been protesting against the surprise swerve by their government away from closer ties to the EU and into the waiting embrace of the Russian bear, have not been told what Russia has been promised in return. Across the border in Romania, the first signs of a similar shift northwards were reported here last Thursday, when we noted the secret vote by deputies to grant themselves communist-style immunity from corruption charges. The harshly critical European Union response has in turn aroused the anger of Romanian leaders. More Biggs news now. Great train robber Ronnie Biggs has died. Ronnie Biggs and his gang of criminals caught the imagination of the English public with an audacious robbery of a mail train in 1963. Biggs cemented his notoriety by escaping from prison in 1965 and fleeing to Paris, Australia, and finally Brazil, where he lived in exile out of the reach of UK extradition laws. He returned to England in his old age and was put back in prison, but was released on compassionate grounds due to ill health. He will be remembered as a media star of the 1960s and beyond. People born in England in the 1960s and subsequently will not enjoy the rising prosperity experienced by the previous generation, who'd seen their earnings rise beyond the levels of their parents. As these children of the 60s and 70s and beyond are getting into their middle age, they're less likely to own their own house and generally have smaller savings and pensions than their parents did. It seems that the good old days really were just that. That's all for now. Bye.